Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Ings, Jenny, Hotel Liverpool, England, August 3, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Jenny, we found the family when we arrived at the depot, and then we at once left for Brother Drew's, where I was visited to my heart's content. Sister Sorensen, who lived at Battle Creek, was there. Says she has washed for you. Her husband is not a believer, but she keeps the Sabbath. She was very glad to see me. Then, as I was about to write you, I was informed that Brother Smith from Birkenhead had come to see Mrs. White. So I talked and talked until our little meeting commenced. Then I had much freedom in talking a while to those assembled. Then did not get to bed until after 10, and did not sleep until about midnight. Altogether, it was a wearisome day. Mary was looking quite changed. Poor, yet seems to be as well as I expected. Baby is all right. Mary is pleased with her fur cape. Just what she wanted. She would be glad to have had some things we might have purchased at Grimsby. Mary purchased nothing. Made scarcely anything for children. Both have cloaks from that piece of heavy cloth, wine color. I told Brother Ings just what you said in regard to your going to America now, and staying until W.C. White goes. Elder Haskell is seeking to get Brother and Sister McClure to come, and he feels that it would be a great favor for you to remain a time. I think it best. Cecilia has a chance in our room, first class, for £2 extra. The intermediate was full, and Brethren Olson and Bordeaux, by paying a trifle more, found a position first class. The steerage passengers are full. First class passengers, 250. Second class, 250. Steerage, large company. All packed full. Be assured, I miss you. As yet have not had time to say 10 words to Cecilia. We will visit on the cars. I hope and pray for a favorable passage. Ella seems quiet and well. Mary has good courage. We are just ready to start for the boat, so I will write no more at present. I wish it could be so that you could be with us on the same steamer, but it seems not to be the will of God. I hope you will not be in any way discouraged, but try to encourage others. Someone is rattling on the piano, and I am so confused and stunned I cannot think. Elder Bordeaux has his son along. His family comes when W.C. White comes. Now I cannot say any more. The Lord bless you is my prayer. In much love.